This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey! Welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Welcome to a new season. We are here. We have arrived. Hello, hello. Y'all, I am so excited to be back on the mic with all of you. I have missed y'all so much. You don't even understand. I am so excited to be kicking off a new season on the podcast today, and even more excited to be back for some weekly girl chat with all of you. Before I tell you what I've been up to since last December, let me take a second to formally introduce myself. If you don't know me or found my podcast while we've been on break these last couple of months, hello boo. My name is Ashley. I am the founder of Slay Girl Slay and host of this edge snatching, wig throwing, amazingly bomb podcast. And I just want to say welcome to the girl chat boo. However you found us, I'm so glad you're here. This space was created back in 2018 and we've just been chugging along ever since. So I hope that you enjoy your time with us and that you stay a while. I'm super grateful you took a moment to listen to the show today. Y'all, I am so excited to be back. I know I keep saying that over and over again, but it's so true. I really did miss y'all. Y'all know I've been on break these last few months, and to be completely honest, I wasn't really on a break. I did take a couple of weeks to just do nothing after the show ended last year, and I stuffed my face. I watched tons of TV, tons of Netflix. I didn't even open my laptop or look at the podcast for that matter. I did try to stay off social media as much as I could and just take in the year that we had just experienced. I did a lot of reflecting and spent a lot of time in therapy. I got a lot of sleep, y'all, and started working out again because your girl is trying to look like a snack by summer. And really just spent these last few months loving on myself as hard as I could. Not to say these last few months have been a breeze, they haven't, which I'll get into shortly, but really just evaluating my life and aligning myself for this new year, this next season of great things that I have in store for all of you. I wanted to challenge myself this year and push myself out of my comfort zone in an effort to get to know all of you even more this year and hopefully hear from you in real time and get your feedback and listen to your stories and not just use my voice behind this microphone, but show up more for all of you this year. So this year, I feel like I'm about to have a stroke even just talking about it. But this year, in addition to the podcast episodes each week, we'll be putting out a YouTube video that coincides with the podcast episode from that week. One piece of feedback that I've received over the years is that the podcast is so short and that you want more. And personally, I love that the podcast is on the shorter side, especially because it's a podcast and hopefully you're listening on your way to work or maybe while you're cleaning up around the house or getting ready throughout the week. It's meant to be bite-sized nuggets that you can just take with you. I don't know about y'all, but my attention span is short and I personally can't listen to someone speak for an hour. I gotta see your face. I gotta see what you're doing, what you're wearing. I need to be all up in your mix if you're gonna talk to me for a long period of time. But that being said, I decided to put more into the Slay Girl Slay YouTube channel this year and continue the girl chat, continue the conversations we're having, and hopefully give you all just a little more of my thoughts, my perspectives, my aha moments, just a little more of me. So whatever you're doing, stop now and subscribe to the Slay Girl Slay YouTube channel and join me every week on Wednesdays where we'll be continuing the conversation. There are already a few videos up for you right now, so go check them out after you finish today's episode. And what do all the YouTubers say? Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and we'll be back with more videos. I play way too much. I feel like so much has taken place since we last sat down for a chat. It's a new year. It's a new season for all of us. Y'all, I turned 31 in January, which is wild to say. We have a female vice president, which is super dope. And I'm just feeling really, really excited about what's to come for all of us this year. You know how you set your intentions for the week or the day? And every day this year, I've been saying, I expect good things to happen to me. I am expecting something good to take place in my life. I say it every single day, sometimes several times a day, and I do expect good things to happen not just to me, but to all of you this year. Let's not be those people that are like, oh, 2021, what you got in store for us? What bad is going to happen this year? What's going to happen this year that's going to be even crazier than what happened last year? Like, no, okay? When you're looking for the negative and waiting for something bad to happen, 9 times out of 10, y'all, something bad does happen. But I choose to believe for all of us that something life-changing will happen for all of us this year. No matter what season your life is currently in, I am choosing to believe good things are coming. Good things are here. I am choosing to expect good things will happen for me this year, even though right now it looks like a bomb went off in my life and the dust has started to settle, and I am choosing to pick up and keep pushing through. I am podcasting to you from my bedroom here in Chicago, a room that I never thought I'd have to move back into, but here we are. In the last episode, I told you guys that I lost my job right as the pandemic started, packed up my place, and moved back home. And I love being closer to my mom and being able to see my family, but to keep it 100 with you, boo, this is not what I envisioned for myself at 31. Right before my birthday this year, I was like, oh man, I'm turning 31. I really have nothing to my name. I don't have my own place anymore. I'm not married to somebody's son yet. And my business hasn't taken off the way that I thought it was going to take off by this time. And I was starting to be really, really hard on myself. I was choosing to see all the areas of my life that had not yet developed instead of choosing to see the woman that I had yet again grown into. Y'all, our lives shift with every decision that we make. When we decide to be bold and try something new, when we decide to be fearless and be the first in our families to achieve something no one else has done, when we decide to apply to that job or ask for that raise or that promotion, when we reach out to that guy we've always wanted to talk to, with every decision we make, our lives shift. The direction of our lives change. And we are either shifting into who we need to become to walk fully into our purpose, or we are shifting further and further away from it. I made a bold decision to go after every single dream I had by any means necessary. And y'all, it's so easy to say that on a podcast and put it up as a quote on Instagram and tell the world you're going to get it by any means necessary. But in all actuality, deciding to reach a new level in your life, deciding to pull your hair up and roll up your sleeves and put your game face on and smash your goals by any means necessary, means that you are choosing to make it happen for yourself no matter what the cost is. You see, that's the difference between being a woman that's just average and a woman that's extraordinary. That's the difference between being good at what you do and being exceptional at what you do. The cost to be excellent is expensive. The cost to be extraordinary is expensive. And it is a price that average people, people who choose to be just good at what they do, will never be willing to pay. And this is not shade to people who are average. I'm not talking to them. This podcast is not for people who are just average, people who just settle to be good. I choose to believe that this podcast falls on the ears of women who have gifts, women who have talent, women who have life-changing stories, women who have testimonies, women who have visions that can change the course of this world. I am talking about those women. I do not speak to the average in anybody. I am talking about the exceptional, extraordinary woman that is you. I know some of you are already like, well, Ashley, I don't feel exceptional. I don't feel extraordinary. And I want to tell you, you can still be an exceptional woman and not feel like an exceptional woman. You can still be an extraordinary woman and not feel like there is anything extraordinary about you. But just because you don't feel it doesn't mean the excellence is not there, sis. Case in point, I was having the worst day possible one day a few months ago. I was being really hard on myself about my life and this new journey that I'm on and running Slay Girl Slay full time and really not knowing what I'm doing and battling these severe moments of imposter syndrome. I was talking with my therapist and just telling her that I'm struggling, right? Like I made this big life-changing decision to move back home, to follow my dreams, even though there is no evidence that what I see for myself and this business in my mind will even come true. And every day I wake up and I'm just reaching for something that I cannot touch yet. I am struggling. This is hard. I'm home. My family looking at me like I'm crazy, like, sis, what you doing? You're 31. You should be thinking about settling down. Where is your man? Where are your kids? When are you having kids? And then I'm starting to look at myself like, well, dang, maybe I am crazy, you know? And she stopped me and she was like, well, you have options, right? You can totally find a job and move back to California right now if you want, right? You can get on every dating app there is right now and find a boo, right? I said, yeah. And she said, well, why don't you? You can end this struggle, get a job, find a boo, and call it a day, if that's what you please. But is that what you want? And it was right then when I realized that when you choose to live your life and level up and go for what you want, and you do it by any means necessary, the higher you want to go, the more expensive the price of excellence starts to get. And I'm not talking about dollars, y'all. I'm talking about things money cannot buy. Sometimes the price you'll have to pay will be sacrifice. Sometimes it will be comfort. Sometimes it will be relationships. Sometimes it'll be ego. Sometimes it'll be solitude, time that you can't get back, anxiety, frustration. But that's the grit, sis. When I started SGS, that was one level. When I moved to LA, that was a level. When I chose to expand and start a book club and the girl gang, that was a level. Losing my job and having to come back home, that's a level. And when you choose to go from level to level by any means necessary, means you are choosing to pay a price to get there. I can choose to go back, change my mind, start looking for jobs, get a steady paycheck because that's what's comfortable for me. That makes the most sense. But if I want to get to my next level, I gotta cough it up. If you want to get to your next level, sis, cough it up. My first few months back home, I was sad and confused and frustrated because things weren't moving the way that I wanted them to move. I still get sad and confused and frustrated, but this is what comes with it. You hear what I'm saying? When you choose to push yourself for greatness and you choose to chase your dreams, there is a consequence to it. And sometimes we often think consequences are bad, right? Because most of the time we see what a consequence is when you do something wrong. But what if there are consequences to doing something right? In the dictionary, if you look up the word consequence, it means a result or effect of an action. There are consequences when you live your life on your own terms, boo, when you set your own rules, when you decide that no matter what, you're going to get everything that you want. And those consequences, those results, that second guessing whether you made the right decision or not, that loneliness you may feel because you're the only one in your friend group chasing her dreams, that stress and frustration you may be having because you're working two jobs to buy yourself a house, that is the price. The price of being exceptional, the price of being extraordinary. That is the price of going from good to great. A few of my friends want to do a vacation this year, and I'm all for vacation at this point because self-care, right? But right now, where my life is and this season that I'm in, I gotta save every dime I can until this business pops off the way that I need it to. And if I don't have the funds to pay for vacation twice, I can't go. If I don't have the funds to buy it twice, I can't get it. So there are some things I will have to miss out on this year until that moment comes. That is the price. And I promise I'm not coming from a mean place, boo. I'm not trying to be hard on any of you. I am just giving you some perspective. Because after that last episode, I was getting tagged in all these beautiful posts and stories about how you guys are going to reach your goals by any means necessary. I got tagged in posts from people who wanted to become authors, directors, people who wanted to become therapists, doctors, actors, the whole shebang. And every post I got tagged in, everyone was quoting these words, "I'ma do it, sis. I'ma live my life by any means necessary. I'm going to chase my dreams by any means necessary." And y'all, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You better get it by any means necessary. When you wake up tomorrow morning, I want you to ask yourself, what am I willing to do today that no one else is willing to do? And let that percolate in your mind for a minute before you jump out of bed. What am I willing to do today that no one else is willing to do? Is it put in an extra hour of work? Is it write an extra chapter or creating 3 YouTube thumbnails instead of 1? What are you willing to do today that no one else is willing to do? And ask yourself that every morning before you get out of bed, boo. Ask yourself that every night before you close your eyes. Because if you're willing to do it, you can pay the price for what comes after it. You can have everything you want and dream of if you are willing to pay the price for it. Pay up, sis. If you're going to get it by any means necessary, then get it by any means necessary this year. We talk the talk all 2018, 2019, and 2020. We are done talking about it this year. We are done thinking about it this year. This is the year you go from good to great. This is the year you let go of this mediocre mindset and start walking and talking like the boss that you are. This is the year you stop watching everybody else do it and you get out there and you do it yourself. Get yours, sis, whether people support you or they don't, whether you're broke or you're getting another bag, whether you know what you're doing or you have no clue, whether you have a bunch of people in your corner or you're on this journey by yourself. Get yours, sis, respectfully. Stand up straight, put your shoulders back, and pick your head up every single time you feel like it's beginning to fall. Not this year. You are exceptional. You are extraordinary. Be exceptional. Be extraordinary. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.